بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب ما جاء في كهل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم The chapter that has come concerning the kohl of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم The antimony Antimony is a type of powder or crushed stone that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to apply to his eyes So this is a sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he has not only used it but he also encouraged us to use it and he stated that it has several benefits Now This actually brings up a very interesting question, at least for the people who do this as a sunnah. And that is that certain times there are deeds of the Prophet ﷺ that are twofold. One is that they're sunnah, and two is that they have some sort of benefit as well. For example, walking quickly, right? So the Prophet ﷺ used to walk quickly. Now that's the sunnah. In and of itself, walking quickly is a sunnah. But at the same time, It has health benefits, right? So you think about walking quickly increases your heart rate, and it probably has countless health benefits. It keeps your blood flowing, etc. So now here's a sunnah that has two dimensions to it. So doing it for the sake of the benefits is okay, but we should have the niyyah of doing it because it's a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's the important thing in these particular sunnah. And like kohl is an excellent example. Not only did the Prophet ﷺ do it, but it also has benefits, and the Prophet ﷺ explained them. So we should do it for both reasons. But the primary reason should be because the Prophet ﷺ did it. And so therefore we should do it as well. I mean, today science might say something has a benefit, and tomorrow science will say, well, no. I mean, how many times does science change their mind on so many issues? Similarly, science might say, you know, having a little drink of alcohol before you go to bed is beneficial to your cholesterol. It doesn't make a difference to us. Because why? Because we have enough. See, you have to understand the classification of the deen. You have three levels of understanding. You have your five senses, and then where your five senses end, your mind begins. So your mind takes in all the five senses, and then you have your mind then makes up ideas from it. So five senses, then the mind, and then nafs. Where the mind ends, the nafs takes over. So what this shows you the relationship of things. That You know, if you feel something, if you touch something very cold, right, you touch something freezing cold, you feel it and you feel like it's burning. You feel like it's hot. It'll burn you if you touch something very cold. And so, although it feels like it's burning, in essence, your mind knows that this is not burning because of heat, it's burning because of cold. Where the aql ends, the mind takes over. The nafs takes over. So the nafs always outweighs aql. So it doesn't matter what, if your mind says, if scientists say, well, okay, it's very, very beneficial for you to have a drink of alcohol, right, before you go to bed, because it lowers your good, it increases your good cholesterol and decreases your bad cholesterol, fine, that's aql. But you have a nafs that knocks it out, because the Quran says you can't do it. So therefore the Quran always outweighs aql. So when you get benefits, Unless the Prophet ﷺ told you, but if you get some medical benefits from science, that's aqli, and the nafs always outweighs it. So you always want to go according to the nafs. The nafs is, in this case, the nafs is easy because the Prophet ﷺ not only said do it, not only did it, but also told you that there's benefits. So the first hadith on Aisha radiallahu anha, on Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma anna nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls, اِكْتَهِلُوا بِالْإِثْمِدْ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Apply antimony to your eyes. فَإِنَّهُ يَجْلُ الْبَصَرِ Because verily, it polishes their eyesight. وَيُنْبِتُ الشَّعْرِ And it causes the eyelashes to grow. So in this particular hadith, we see that the sunnah of wearing the kuhl. That it does, and there's a couple benefits as well. First, the Prophet ﷺ commands it. Then he provides two benefits. First of all, it polishes the eyesight. And second of all, it causes the eyelashes to grow. Now the Prophet ﷺ actually used to apply his antimony before he would go to bed. And the reason the ulama say that he did this was because it allows the kuhl to sit longer in the eyes and actually take its effect. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يكتهل قبل أن ينام Ibn Abbas says that the Prophet ﷺ used to apply kuhl before he went to sleep. Then ithmid. Now ithmid is a type of antimony. ثَلَاثًا فِي كُلِّ عَيْنٍ The Prophet ﷺ used to apply three times in each eye. And actually, in other riwayat, we see that the pulsar film actually used to apply it three times in the left and three times in the right and two times in the left. So some of the riwayah established three times for each eye, and other versions established, or other narrations established three times in the right and two times on the left. وَقَالَ يَزِيدُ بِنْ حَارُونَ فِي حَدِيثِهِ إِنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَانَتْ لَهُ مُقْتَحَلًا, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had a container in which he used to keep his kuhl. يَقْتَحِلُ مِنْهَا, he used to apply his kuhl from it in the nawm, at the time of sleep. ثَلَاثًا فِي كُلِّ عَيْنٍ, three times in each eye. عن جابر, okay, this is from عن جابر قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عليكم بالإثمن, the Prophet ﷺ said that you should stick to إثمن, applying antimony in the nawm, at the time of sleep. فإنه يزل البصر, because verily it polishes the eyesight. ويمبت الشعر, and it causes the eyelashes to grow. وعن ابن عباس قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن خير الأقحالكم, verily the best of the types of antimony that are applied to the eyes is إثمد, which is a type of antimony. يجل البصر, it polishes the eyes. ويمد الشعر, and it causes the eyelashes to grow. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عليكم بالإثمد. ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you should stick to إثمد. فإنه يزل البصر ويمبت الشعر, verily it polishes the eyesight and it causes the eyelashes to grow. Okay, we'll stop there, inshallah.